离车站别忙活。You're out here swimming through the water like a duck too, huh?
I just saw a flock of geese land down here in the church where Paul Greaves goes to. Just landed out there in the grass and didn't even land on water, Dave. Canadian geese.
Oh, okay. I thought you said bees. Is that a flock of bees? Oh, and that would be some sharp eyes to see a flock of bees landing in there. Anyway, is there water out there?
Well, it's a wild bear. Well, never mind, but yes. Just leaving the urgent care, and I've confirmed I have a urinary tract infection. And I just got getting over a viral infection in my gums from a fever blister that went too far. So we're going down to pick up some antibiotics.
Make you feel better? Neither one of those sounds too good. But hopefully those antibiotics will do the trick.
Tip of the day from the old man, and I didn't know it, I would have done it before, but they kind of paid attention to that because it was in my gums, and it started from a fever blister. And they give me this antiviral pill, but I kept feeling like the dickens, and I've had the chills now for about 2 weeks, and that medicine will fix it. Well, no. So my daughter has a friend that's a nurse at the VA, and that's her neighbor, and she called her, and she said, have him check for a urinary tract infection. I thought, well, you got to go to urgent care. Well, no, you don't. You can go down to a pharmacy. We went to CVS, there 14 in Greer, and you get the test yourself for about $15, and it come back positive 2 times, and I thought, well, I better get into urgent care. But it's nice to know, Dave, as you get older, those become more easily gotten, and I had no signs of it, and my mother died from it, so it can get serious.
This is an interesting tip of the day. I don't know how you would know, how would anybody who doesn't have a daughter who has a friend that's a nurse find that out? How would they figure that out?
That's where Amy figured it out. And then she called her friend, and I won't mention her name, but she said yes, and she says, tell him to get there quickly because it can turn sepsis, and that's where your body, it's pretty hard to get rid of it. It goes to pot, you might say, and antibiotics don't work or nothing, and you usually croak.
Feeling good generally, and that's just how you know that that's a possibility. You just feel like tired and hot and sweaty, or 1 minute and cold the next. How did you know there was something wrong?
That antiviral medicine, because it's a big, huge 1 gram pill. And like I told the nurses, I think you could probably use that orally or as a suppository. They got a laugh out of that. But it wasn't, and I didn't have any painful urination or anything. I just feel crummy, Dave, and I'm cranky. No, you interrupt.
Yeah, boy, that's true.
And that's coming from a saint.
Oh, so I get it. So you just ask Bernice. So I asked Amy, right? If I'm cranky, then that might be what it is. So, and hello, Bernice. I'll try to keep an eye on that. I'm just making a trip out to the post office. I ran out of stamps. You buy stamps anymore?
They used to buy international stamps for as much as it costs now. I still got a few international stamps. I think I bought maybe 6 or 12 years ago. And I very seldom send for a QSL card. By the way, I got confirmation from that guy on Logbook of the World in Vietnam. I was happy about that. I thought about sending for that card, means I visited their fair country back in 1968, but I don't know. I still kind of hate sending money over there.
That back, and that was awful fast. I think I waited for a long, long, long time before I ever got anything back from them. And I haven't made that many contacts over there either. Something else I was going to tell you, but it slipped right out of my brain. That's what happens when you get old, huh?
Probably could pretty easily using the computer method. XV9 something or other. He's been on pretty regularly here this month. And did you ever use DX Summit? I think you'd enjoy that. I'll tell you why if you answer me.
I'd be a 4K. Hey, David, show me how that works at his house one time. I don't know that I ever started using it, but I've seen it. I know what it is.
Well, 2RZ's all right, but if you go to dxsummit.com, it usually says the website's not secure, but I've never had a bit of trouble with it. But at any rate, it's been there for many years, and if you click on that call sign, there's a drop-down, and where it says vocab predictions, you can look down there, and there's a circle, and it has all the different times there in Greenwich Mean Time, and the percentage of possibility at what time of day you will make that contact is pretty accurate. And I know quite a few people that have used it. It just takes a little more effort to find it, but just click on, like, that XV9, and it'll come up, and it'll say, okay, he'll be on there from 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever, only in Zulu time.
And I'm at the stoplight. I rolled a foot forward, and you went away. I rolled another foot forward, and you were full quieting. So, anyway, I'm at the stoplight at White Hampton and 290 or 101, so it might be kind of scratchy right there. But I remember now when you were talking about that, why I didn't use it that much. I never did shoot for my contacts, for any specific contacts. I just made contacts, and it was like a box of chocolates. You never knew what you was going to get. And I'd just be happy with anything that I got there. It was a long distance. I'd look for the weakest signal on the band, whether it was listening for CW, whether it was talking on the phone side of the band, or whether it was digital. I'd always hunt for the weakest signal I could find. And then I only had 5 to 20 watts. And try to make contact with them. But that's why I never really used DX Summit, is because I kept it like a box of chocolates. W4DJW.
And 0TR. Forrest Gump. Yeah. And when we went to Biloxi week before last, Gulfport, the kids took me over to the World War II Museum, my son-in-law's, and both daughters were with us. And they had a Bubba Goops down there, by golly, at one of the casinos there in Gulfport. That was one of the finest places we ate when we went to Hawaii, was Bubba Goops. But I'm like you. That's what I do. And if the weaker it is, the more fun it is to try to make contacts. And as Bernice well knows, I've let her listen to some of those CWs and contacts I'm making. You can hardly hear them, can you? And it's just a lot more fun that way, Dave. But that one particularly interested me because I had visited their fair country. And it made me number 307. So, and I don't care about the numbers. I could care less. But once I got to 300, it didn't matter. And I never even counted them until I come down here and the guys got me interested in it, and I'd already worked, I don't know, 250, 275 countries. So a lot of those places, they're just on, you know, intermittently. There's one on there now, an H40. Well, I worked that 15, 20 years ago. In fact, I worked a guy in Yellowknife the other night, and he was 3 years older than I was. He was 79. And I had worked him 28 or 30 years ago, Dave. Now, that was fun.
Use the word visited. I think that was a little more than a visit. Good talk to you. Maybe if this doesn't take long, which it looks like there's a lot of cars here, so it might. Anyway, I'll pick you up on the way back if you're still out and about. Take care. Be careful on those wet roads. N0TR, W4DJW.
Boy, you got that right, Dave. Same to you. Nice talking to you today. We're just getting ready to pull into Walmart and go to the pharmacy. And W4DJW in 0TR73.
And 4DJC.
Hi, Jerry. I can't talk long because I'm getting in the most dangerous place in the world, Walmart party lot.
I touch base with you. I'm doing good today. Hope you and Bernice are doing well. I don't know what you're doing in this bad weather, though. It looks like it's just bad enough to be nasty. But anyway, I'll catch you later on, though, Tom. Just want to say hello.
Yeah, I got a urinary tract infection. Apparently, I've had it for a couple of weeks. So, pills and bills, Jerry. And, boy, I'm really happy for you. Things are going well. And I'll talk to you down the line. We're in the parking lot. This is in 0TR73.
In 0TR and 4DJC, clear.
B4CBA mobile.
I'm in the parking lot here at Walmart, so I can't talk, but I just want to say good morning in 0TR.
Well, good morning, and have a good rainy, liquid sunshine day. KB4CBA.
4LV testing. Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor testing.
URF, back to the one that's testing. How am I sounding? You're sounding pretty good.
Pleasure, sir. I didn't pick up that entire call, but you're sounding fine through the repeater. My name is Mark. I'm in Belton, South Carolina. And the call is Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. Over.
Towards Marietta, South Carolina. Call signs KN4URF, Kilo November 4, Uniform Romeo Foxtrot. My name is Aaron. How are you doing today?
Kilo November 4, Uniform Radio, or Romeo November, KN4URN in Marietta. This is Mark in Belton. Well, I'm cold and a little bit soaked. I was out in the rain shopping earlier, but I'm home now and dry. So how's the weather up in Marietta? Over.
Kilo November 4, Uniform Romeo Foxtrot. But the rain and cold up here in Marietta.
Right, I corrected your call. Kilo November 4, Uniform or United Radio or Romeo Foxtrot, URF. Yeah, it's cold here, 40 degrees and raining hard, and I appreciate you coming back to my call. I kind of ran outside and the shack is not heated, so I'm going to run back inside, but it was really nice to meet you, and thanks for answering my call. 73, all the best to you from Belton, South Carolina, KN4URF. This is AF4LV. Have a good day, Aaron.
73 to you, and you have a safe day. This is KM4URF, signing out.